To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium game.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did this show stay so fresh?
Sky Finger Podcast.
Hi, are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is me starting the show.
This is you starting
This is
the
how
show.
I do it. So this is me starting the show, and this is what I choose to say to start the show.
I know, I always like to go with a bit of pizzazz, like, hey, tap-tap, or something. You're just like, is this it?
God, this is just a metaphor for my life, constantly unprepared.
No, you're sounding like every woman I've ever had sex with.
Given opportunities to have sex with Richard Massara.
They're always performing like, is this poorly. It? Are we started?
Yeah.
Are we on? Oh. I'm not on.
This
is not rolling.
God.
Hello,
welcome.
Sorry.
Welcome to this podcast. This is episode 7?
It'll be episode 7.
I think 7, right? Hello. Ooh. Hello, welcome
Lucky
to episode 7.
Number 7.
Can you believe it? We're well onto two hands worth of counting now. Mm. Good for us. Yes, so I have just returned back from another trip to America.
Who are you?
My name is Kate McCabe.
And I'm Richard Massara.
I already said your name because we were talking about doing it. Right, and...
Do you want to start this again?
No, I think this is gold. I think we keep this draft. I think it's part of the charm is cool. Our awkwardness and clumsy handling of podcasting technique. Anyway, as I was saying, I've just returned back from a trip over the last week. And what have you been doing while I've been gone?
Oh, I have been doing manly things. I have been in back gardens cutting down trees and
These
getting
are lies.
Sunburnt.
Is that for real, though? Because
no,
I know that you kind of live, or you grew up in sort of a countrified area, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, like I haven't got any work on at the minute. So when I'm not gigging, which is only at the weekends, I'm back home during the week.
You're a Yorkshireman.
And my mum and dad's.
You're a Yorkshireman.
Yeah.
Did you grow up anywhere near the Yorkshire Dales?
Not really grew up. I grew up further down south. This is getting into some personal history now.
Go on.
I remember as a child. No. My mum and dad lived just on the border of the North Yorkshire Moors.
Okay.
So I didn't grow up there, but for the last 16 years, they've lived there. It's all very pretty and very picturesque.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Lovely weather as well. I came back to Manchester after a 3-day heat wave where there was not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
And I got very, very sunburned. I came back to Manchester and went up to Danny and was like, hey, Danny, how'd you enjoy the heat wave? Like, was it nice and sunny? And he just went, nah.
Nah, pal.
Not really.
That's a really good Danny impression.
It's Bernard Manning, if it's anybody.
I tell you what, because I mean, where I was in America was a little place called Quad Cities, which is kind of on the border between Illinois and Iowa. And the weather there was gorgeous. It was like 90 degrees and, you know, nice and warm. And we had a good time and everything. But I came back here to Manchester and a cardigan isn't enough.
No.
You know, it's the end of June
mm-hmm.
and we have had very minimal summer here in Manchester so far. I hope wherever you are that the weather is just how you like it.
Yes. Wherever you are listening in the world, dear listener.
We have summer clothes, my wife and I, that just we won't get rid of just because we know that we go back to America once a year.
summer.
And so it's sort of like, well, we get to wear them for 1 week in America per year.
Are you like migrating birds?
We are like migrating birds. We're birds who migrate.
We can't find summer in England.
It's bad news, isn't it? We are going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the game. Because there was not exactly an event going on, but
no.
Some new characters that have come in.
Yes, that's true.
What's her name? The one that's just come in.
Oh,
I'm going to look right now.
Because she was Bart's
Ruth.
Girlfriend, wasn't she?
Well, the daughter was.
The daughter was.
Yeah. And Ruth is the mom's name, and that's the character that I've gotten right now. I don't have the are there other ones that are coming out
I
after
don't know.
That?
I thought it was the daughter. Unfortunately, dear listeners, once again, we're having to meet in a cafe on Kate's lunch hour to
yeah.
record this. And I, like a divvy, forgot my iPad.
What?
So I'm just looking at the back of Kate's iPad as she gleefully taps away.
I don't think her surname is Powers. I think there, you have an option now to buy Mr. Powers' car. But isn't that Max Powers? Like the doesn't he make up a name called Max Powers?
I'm a little bit confused because I thought one of the characters was Bart's, that girl Bart has a massive mm-hmm. crush on, the teenager who breaks his heart.
I don't see her yet. Let me take a look. Oh, no, she is. Oh, no, you're right. Okay, the Powers house.
Yeah, Powers house.
Okay, so her name must be Ruth Powers. The mom. So I've only gotten the mom character okay. so far.
I haven't been doing those.
The daughter is premium.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. She's a premium character, and I haven't spent 150 donuts catch. Yet. And I don't have Malibu Stacy yet. Nor do I have the gym teacher yet. Nor do I have Frank Grimes.
You still don't have Grimy Grimes.
I don't, and I need to have Grimes. He's like,
How much is he?
160 smackin' donuts.
Well, do you think you could... Think you could stretch to 160 donuts?
I need to do a payday buyout. I need to do a sort of like, I'm going to spend $10 on this game right now and just buy a bunch of donuts.
All right, so you're just waiting until you get paid.
Yeah,
so
just
what's
wait.
That, 2 days?
Yeah, in a couple days.
Yeah.
I can get it then. Oh, but
we should
the time
have recorded this podcast two
in
days.
In 2 days from now. Well, we're going to have Danny on the next episode, aren't we?
We are. We definitely are.
Our goofball friend, Danny Sutcliffe, who's really funny and charming. And
keep on finding about comedians who play this game. Colin Manford.
Do your Danny impression again.
All right, pal.
Yeah, it's really good. So next, you're gonna have to like edit that out and like sync it up next to his.
All right.
And we'll do some CSI.
Or maybe if we can't get Danny, I'll just pretend to be Danny.
Okay.
For an entire episode.
Okay, but don't drop character.
Yeah, no, I'll never break kayfabe.
Who else? So we have Colin Manford. Is also
Colin Manford,
comedian.
He said he'd be interested in coming on.
Cool.
But I've had an idea for. For a feature
that
I want to run by you.
Please.
Well, it's a race.
Okay.
You and me, right?
Yeah.
We have to, for 24 hours before we actually record,
yeah.
We have to set all our characters on a 24-hour task.
Okay.
And then we have to not touch it again.
Okay.
No collecting of anything, right?
Yeah.
And then when we meet up.
See who can do all the things first.
We turn our sound on.
Okay.
We turn the volume up. And we go. We have to race each other to see who can clear their board and clear all their characters and see who can do it the quickest and what is the quickest time you can do it.
Okay.
We then have to check each other's Springfields. Now, obviously, you've got things like the Brown House and things like the Quickie Mart,
and they
which pop up again quickly, so
yeah.
They're fine. But if there's any other has a thumb or a little dollar sign above
okay.
it or some money,
yeah.
then you've lost.
Amazing.
Lost the race.
I think I accept this challenge.
You accept it, do you?
Yeah.
You think you're a bit quicker at fingering than me?
I'm slow, but I would say...
Slow but steady.
Slow but steady and very sort of like meditative.
Zen-like.
Yeah.
Zen-like. So while I'll be bashing around, I could forget something.
Yeah,
you'll
while
be
you're just like, you know... punching away. Just absolutely fisting your screen.
That's true. But the question is what could we call that section?
That section should be called, let's have a little brainstorm. I'm just going to start saying stuff now.
Okay.
Okay. Tapped races, at the races, tax collector, ready, set, tap.
Ready, set, tap. And your marks get set, tap. Finger fury.
That's good. Furious. Furious fingers.
The furious fingers.
Tappa, tappa, tappa.
The fast and the fingerous.
That's good. That's good. But, you know, I always do like that ballet teacher thing that you still don't remember. Like when Lisa's learning ballet. Or no, when she's learning
Bart
tap.
Learns
she's
ballet.
She's learning tap. Of course she's learning tap.
Okay.
Because the woman, her thing is, her way to teach tap is just to go tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Although I did watch The Simpsons Marathon yesterday.
Ooh,
and
okay.
And it made me cry, like twice, two episodes, because they showed the Lisa's birthday episode with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Followed by the episode where Homer eats the fugu.
Oh, yeah.
And then has 24 hours to live, and you think he dies at the end of the episode, and it's just like this really tragic thing.
What do you think is the most heart-tugging episode of The Simpsons?
That one was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It kind of really got to me, because, you know, like, Homer's desperately trying to get through all the things and starts to actually spend quality time with, like, Grandpa Simpson. And then Grandpa Simpson's, like, overcome with emotions and love. And then Homer's just like, geez, oh, man. And he has to get home and make love to Marge one last time. And then he...
That's a good episode. It's a more recent one as well, isn't it?
No, that's very early.
Is it really early?
Yeah.
God, I wonder why I'm displacing it.
I think it's possibly the first time you get introduced to the Japanese restaurant characters.
Oh, right, okay.
Stuff like that. It's a very early. I think, but the thing is, because it's one that focuses on Homer, I'm starting to think it's maybe season three. I'm telling you what, right now there are geeks screaming at their iPods and other MP3 devices going,
yeah, you can...
You don't know The Simpsons.
This is also something that we could have just looked up. But
we don't do Google.
The two that I think are the most heart kind of felt and kind of tear-jerking episodes are probably one where Bart shoplifts, because that's like a really sort of like sad, like Marge is so disappointed in him and kind of like just leaves him to be his own sort of like future criminal and, you know, and that sort of like that... That separation from
him.
Yeah, she gives up on him and sort of like lets him become like the terrible man that he's on path to be. And that's a little tearjerker one. But the other one I think is when Lisa and Homer are both in ISO tanks and they sort of like enter each other's consciousness. And so like Lisa feels what it's like to be Homer and Homer feels what it's like to be Lisa and
Wow, I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, which is quite good.
That does actually sound...
Is it Lisa enters like the consciousness of Snowball, the cat?
I don't know. What is that, a Treehouse of Terror one?
No, and what else happens? Like the ISO tanks get taken away on a truck, and then like they both... Or Homer's gets taken away on a truck. So Lisa remains like at the spa, like in her ISO tank. And then Homer's gets removed by a truck, but he just thinks it's part of the experience. And is like tumbling down hills in like a waste pile and then like adrift at sea. Which is great.
But of course, everybody knows that the saddest episode of The Simpsons is the episode of Futurama where Fry doesn't bring back his dog at the end.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's because it's made by Matt Groening and it's the same animation style.
Yeah.
They exist in the same universe, I'm
they
sure
do.
Of it.
Alrighty then.
Let's get back to Tapped Out.
Yeah.
I got the money bags jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I completed the money pile.
So, does he have tasks with that vest on?
Yes,
don't tell
he does.
Me any because I don't want to have the surprise ruined.
And also. So far, quite a few of them have animations.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm on my way, but I tell
you
what happened is I got Ruth Powers, obviously that task that you had to do, and to buy her, you know, whatever it was, I think the business, the shot kickers, I had to spend all my money. And then, like, I didn't have any money for Burns to, like, even be throwing away.
That's why I've been purely focusing on Burns.
Yeah.
To the detriment, because I haven't bought Spiffany's, because I can't afford it. Because I've been spending money on Burns. I got that, like,
So you're a few steps behind, then, in this, because do you even have Quimby's wife, then?
No.
Okay, so you don't have Quimby's wife yet. Wow, this
no,
is weird.
I don't have Quimby's wife
How
yet.
How are we even on the same level? This
well,
is
I'm
like
54, recently leveled up. Look, it doesn't matter. You don't have a completed money pile. I'm just a few behind. I'm already, because that's the thing is now we're at the level where, you know, once you go through a whole farming, you get quite a bit of cash. So I was just making sure that cash was going to the money pile because I wanted to have a jacket.
I wasn't farming very much when I was in America. I think I farmed like on 2 days.
It's difficult. You've got to make those decisions, which you're going to go for. And I just decided to power through that.
All right. So yeah, you made your decision. You're happy with it.
I got my money pile. I'm happy. Yeah. And now it won't take me long to collect the other two.
Do you think we're going to have an event in the summer? I think we will.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know what it's going to be. They'll do a little something around 4th of July because, you know, apparently they're quite American-centric for some reason.
I also bet we'll get an amusement park thing.
All right, Tapped Heads, I'm gonna level with you. This bit has been edited in marvelously by my own fingers because me and Kate, we met up to discuss, you know, what we've been up to and what the Tapped Out's been going on. And we were talking about what, you know, what the new event was going to be, weren't we, Kate?
We were. And we didn't predict this one.
No, no, we did not predict this one.
We had ideas.
So 2 days after we recorded that, and whilst I'm editing it, they go and release the next event, which is...
Sporting tap ball.
Sports. It's just a general sports, although they've tried to make it about the Women's World Cup. Have you noticed that?
They're well, like, Lisa tried in
this
earnest.
This is a celebration of the Women's World Cup. It's like, then why is it all sports and not just soccer, as the Americans call it?
Lisa's got the right idea.
So,
shut up, table behind us having fun.
I know, goddamn table. So we're back in the cafe, and we're just basically having a quick meet-up to talk about it. Because,
indeed.
Because, yeah, otherwise we were going to look like idiots. Putting out a podcast being like, I wonder what the next one will be.
And and then like there's an event. But here's the thing. Okay, I'm kind of going through the tasks and in a little faster than you were. I think you kind of got stuck on some 24-hour ones or something, didn't you?
I did. Well, basically, I went, Lisa, you can go on a 24-hour task, and so can everyone else, and they're all good. And then I closed it down, and then I opened it again, and it went, updating. And I was like, really? And then it went, now you need Lisa and Homer. And
exactly.
I was like...
Which are the two that you always need, basically.
Both of them have been sent off on long tasks.
Do you ever have that problem where you try to predict in the middle of like a plot line who... that you're going to need next, and then you choose the wrong guy. Like you're like, oh, surely I won't need Disco Stew for this.
Yeah, nobody's
and then
gonna,
like,
who needs
they're
Disco
like, no,
Stew?
You need Disco Stew. It's like, damn it.
Gets to
He's
me.
Boogieing down with God right now.
So are we excited about this?
I am. I am not a huge sports enthusiast, but I think they're doing a nice job with the theme. I can already tell it's going to be a bit overstuffed, like all of them have been lately.
A little bit.
I'm making a promise to myself to not try to get everything. Uh-huh. I can only do what I can do. But I think the device that they're using, which is that you kind of build up your players and then you choose your best four to kind of battle the game's players.
Okay, so this is what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a little bit more RPG, you know, because it's like they get, you know, like 5 stars of athleticism. You start with like a half a star, and you have to collect tickets and then build up their athleticism and then match them against the computer-generated team.
Right.
And then if you win the most out of 4 of the little matches, you win the round and get, you know, eligible for more prizes and stuff like that.
Okay.
I like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
They have this going for a month, and so obviously I'm going to be sort of exhausted of it by week 2.
Okay, so it's good for a full month.
Yeah, I think
it?
It's like 27 days or
right,
something
okay.
like that.
Well, that's not so bad. That's not so long. Because my question to you was going to be, seeming as like I haven't been able to fully start playing it yet because I'm still waiting for Lucid to finish.
Yeah.
Is it the sort of thing that's going to drive a new player like Danny Sutcliffe insane again?
Ooh, I wonder if he's been playing it just long enough that he feels he can participate in this one.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit better. I would tell anybody who is very new to Tapped Out, I think if you're under like 3 or 4 months playing, I would almost say do the minimal with the big event and just concentrate on your landscape building because these events are better when you have more players that
and
you can engage
space,
in it and have more space, et cetera, et cetera. So... And they're also sort of like, when you have to engage in these tasks, you're not earning money that then you need to build the basics.
Yeah.
It's what's happening in our shared one right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I need to get the police station and I need to get the seaport.
There's certain things you need to establish.
In our shared one, they're asking us to build Krusty Land already. And I'm like, girl, I don't have the money.
Jeez.
So
who do you think we are? Splashy McCashface.
I know. And Burns is just throwing money onto that
big
gold
pile.
Oh, by the way, I think our friend Steve, I think he nuked his town. Steve, if you're listening.
Yes, he did. He said he nuked his town.
You made the right choice. I hope you're having fun rebuilding.
Yeah, I think he probably is. I think he's enjoying the rebuilding process. I could never get on board with that. And once again, like they started the thing and then you've got to buy shot kickers. Another female character.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So Ruth Powers and her daughter.
For so long, people were just complaining, not enough female characters in The Simpsons. Now, do you know what? Too many. Let's roll back the vagina here. Come on.
I still think
respect
there's not enough
the cock,
female characters.
Tame the cock.
Oh, my.
In the, ew, gross, edited
not seen
out.
Magnolia.
Oh
Tom
yeah,
Cruise's
I didn't.
Line as the douchebag.
Nobody's going to remember that. I'm just horrified by Richard Mazzara.
I'm going to beep the C word.
This guy, ew.
Ew.
Throws cup of hot coffee on Richard.
Hey, what? Don't tell me you've never tamed the C word.
I cooperate with the C word. We have a partnership. I facilitate.
It's a symbiosis relationship.
Exactly. It's called scissorosis.
You make me
nobody
laugh.
Scissors, you guys. Don't ever believe that scissoring is a thing. Humping is. You can hump the hell out of each other. I mean, if you guys could see his face, he's utterly destroyed right now. Utterly destroyed.
You take that back.
Okay, scissoring is a thing. It's a real thing, and I do it every day. But, like, my legs are just, like, completely Barbie style. Like, there's no knee joint or anything. It's just sort of like, wop, wop, wop.
You have a protective plastic pants.
I do.
So you look like Barbies.
I do.
All right, enough about your sex life.
Okay.
Let's go back to... So, yeah, it's good they brought another female character in.
It is.
But the thing is, they have just given us two male characters pretty much for free.
Yeah.
So they're making us pay for the women.
I think what I'm going to like about this one is that, yeah, there's a couple new characters that might be coming into it, but more... importantly, there's costume changes for existing characters. I love a good costume change.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. So you can get, like, old-timey baseball outfits for the freezer guy. What's his name? Sugar. That's
working.
A Patalin. That game, that or the guy, that's a Patalin.
Oh, yeah.
Jasper. Yeah.
Stop people shouting at their iPods.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. To be honest, I'm slightly more excited because since we talked last, I've actually been doing some of the redecoration I've been talking about.
Yes, okay.
Got rid of a lot of the houses at the top. I've added a new bit on, put where some of my old housing was, moved a lot of stuff around. So I've now got a couple of free spaces.
Nice,
I haven't done all the decorations to it yet. I still don't know what to do with the opera house. I really don't like it.
Where's your opera house? Let's see.
It's down there, but I just don't like it.
You know what it's all about? It's all about what is going to come on the other side of that opera house. I would say leave it there with its potential unfulfilled.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't like it because it's an awkward structure to build around.
Yeah, and also...
Because when you do the rotation thing,
yeah.
It does that annoying thing of not actually changing... the direction it faces. It doesn't go from left to right.
It doesn't do it because the fence does.
It changes the shadow on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Which is exactly like the Bank of Springfield. The Bank of Springfield doesn't actually rotate. It just changes the directions of the shadows on it.
That's funny.
And I'm just like, because I had some real problems with the Bank of Springfield as well. I'm like, I find it a particularly awkward building to build around.
Yeah, you're right. Although I like the shape of it. It's a good
it's
for
a nice
corner.
Shape, but I'd like when you do rotate for it to change slightly rather than...
Remember last time we were talking about characters with tasks that we didn't like to send them on?
Oh, yes.
I thought of another one.
Who has the worst life based on the tasks you
yeah.
give.
Now, Mindy, we decided, has an okay life.
Yeah.
But the one task I don't like to send her on
okay.
is work on her tan, except in the summer months. Because if it's Christmas time and
really?
I send her to the beach, I'm like, it's too cold for the beach. I'm not going to send Mindy to the beach. And then I feel bad that she's like freezing her tits off at the beach.
I don't like sending her on that one because the only place she ever goes to get the tan is the
waterfront.
Where I've put that chair is in Rainier Wolfcastle's
yard.
It's in his yard. And I always feel like...
That's his girlfriend, then?
If a woman in a bikini is anywhere near Renee Wolfcastle, something's going to happen to her that she might not consent to.
That is absolutely correct, and your suspicions are well-founded, I believe.
My eyes, the consent, it does nothing.
The consent,
consent,
it does
means
nothing.
Nothing to me.
No means yes.
And yes means anal. That's finishing.
That's
line.
Another line, isn't
yeah,
it? Yeah,
it is. It's terrible.
All right. I mean, I feel like we do need to point out when it's you and when it's just a line.
Yeah, yeah. These aren't things that my brain is coming up with. I do apologize. It's been rather, rather male rights activist all up in
have
my
you
head
at
today.
Least have you at least gotten to put your field down for
no,
the?
No,
oh, wow.
No.
Okay.
Because literally, the first two tasks required Homer and Lisa. And I am currently still waiting for Lisa to become free because I had literally center on a 24-hour...
And you don't fancy just kind of feeding her some donuts?
No. God, I'm not...
Do you ever do that?
Look at that. She's now just become free.
So okay.
I can
see. So, you're going to have reactions to it right now.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to see. So she's now doing a 45-second task. And everybody knows that's always fun to watch. 45 seconds lasts a lot longer than you think it does.
I know. It's like when you have to harvest perfection. And you're like, oh, well, I am going to go dick around in my own town now for like 45 seconds. And you come back 50 seconds later and it's dead.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, perfection's a real douche.
Fucking annoying as perfection.
I want to know how long it takes some other things to wither on the vine. Because if you do leave anything too long, it dries up and dies.
Yeah, I think it's proportional to the amount of time
it takes to grow. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that if you leave... what is it, tamako? For 24 hours,
it dies. Okay.
Yeah, all right, there we go. Congratulations, you've completed Meet My Trophy Life Part 1. Collect your reward of $100. So now Homer's saying, oh, he's snoring. Dad, wake up, why, blah, blah, blah. Somebody saw, make a joke about soccer being unexciting when you do American football, which is the world's most stop-start game, and actually has an official on the field whose job it is to coordinate when they take timeouts so they can fit in television commercial breaks.
That's true. Yeah, they do. You're not going to offend me because I think sports are dumb.
No, I know. I know. I'm just angry that people keep on mocking soccer.
Pointing at me so ferociously.
It's your goddamn country. Blah, blah, blah. Soccer is the single most popular. Yes, we understand this. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, build the grass field and build the stadium entrance. Oh, then they're free. Okay.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Okay. Oh, God, do I actually have space for this?
I know, that's the problem. I have some borderland that I put it on.
Oh, look at that. I've got a space right next to the park.
Now, your little entrance isn't going to fit next to it, unfortunately, but maybe if you put the entrance there, it doesn't really matter where it goes.
I've got a... All right, okay.
Because the space literally, he's just filled it up completely.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of space. All right, there we go. That's done. Complete part two. Right, now what do we do?
There's a bunch that Richard's going to have to read and tap through, so we'll sort of edit this out.
Yeah, you need to talk.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just not as interesting without you.
No, but you're the funny one on the podcast.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm the one who says borderline misogynistic things and constantly...
I'm just a boring old lesbian.
...asks you inappropriate questions about your sexuality because I'm so confused by it.
What are other things that don't happen in lesbian relationships? I think all the other stereotypes are true. I think.
Because I have seen season one of The L Word.
Moving in immediately. One of them is sporty. One of them won't be. See, I'm a little bit butchier than my wife is, but she's the sports enthusiast. There always has to be one.
She does look jolly hockey sticks, though.
She's like, rah, 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 jolly hockey sticks. That is, if you're listening in somewhere other than Great Britain, jolly hockey sticks is a way to sort of describe a private school girl, I think. Like a posh girl.
Oh, yeah.
Who is sort of like athletic and plays field hockey and jolly hockey sticks, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, I like the way because you're North American, you have to call it field hockey because in the rest of the world, there's only one hockey.
Yeah, we've got ice hockey. Gets cold.
And in places where it gets cold, do you have ice hockey?
You know, I played kickball when I was back in America, and I had a really good time with that.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call it soccer?
Oh, no, it's a different thing. It's like rounders, but with a ball that you kick instead of... instead of like hitting it with a bat, somebody pitches it to you and you kick it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is just kickball. Yeah. Instead of baseball.
So you got kickball and handball, which is where you hit a ball with.
Oh, sure. That's
hand.
Like a. That should be called like smack ball or slappity.
No wonder you have such great names for it. Like all your sports. Right. This is American football. Why? Because we've got football and it's American. Okay, what's this other game? Baseball. Why? Because you have
bases.
To hit a ball and run between bases.
Do you want to know why Americans call
American
football?
I've got to make Homer pander to the sponsors.
I'll make you pander to sponsors.
3 minutes.
We should have sponsors.
Yeah.
EA Games.
Anybody else. If anybody wants to sponsor this, we should set up a Patreon fund. Our 40 listeners could give us some money.
I know why American football is called football, though, because when it was developed, football is a category of games that involve your feet or running, I guess.
Right.
And so technically, like lots of games were categorized under the heading football.
Well, rugby is rugby football.
Yeah, Yeah, so like that's a kind of football, and football's a kind of football, and soccer's a kind of football, and stuff like that. I understand why like the use of the word football for soccer makes the most sense. But apparently, we got our name for football just through using the general categorization of games played on foot.
For a lady who doesn't like sports, you know a lot of sports trivia.
You know what it is? I do a lot of defending Americanisms.
For some reason, ever since I moved to this country, I just have to defend my life.
I have to know more about why Americans do things the way they do.
All right.
Anywho.
Well, okay, so it seems like we're going to get some new buildings. We've got some sports fields. You're here right at the beginning of this, listeners. So when we check in again, I'm going to have to find a different place for that sports field.
I am going to tell you, I predict that this one will be more enjoyable than the last one. I did not enjoy the Monsanto one as much.
It just went on too long.
Monsanto was like boring buildings, whereas I feel like this, with most of the things being about costume changes, it's going to be a little more fun. It's going to be different tasks and everything.
But to be honest, I don't want more sports fields. Like, I'm not going to want them to give me a tennis court and stuff like that.
There's also a lot of these costume changes are going to cost donuts.
Okay.
There's some that are coming for free, and there's some that are donuts.
I'll take the free ones. I do like the fact they've called it Stupid Flanders Park.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good little joke. Stupid Flanders Park.
Stupid Flanders.
And there's lots of sponsors that come up on this billboard that you get eventually for Blocko and Malk.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so a Malk.
Remember that?
Yeah. My bones. Okay, that's good. I'm liking that. All right. Okay, cool. Well, I feel like we had to jump in and talk about it.
I'm glad that we did, though. I want to be at least as current as we can be with this.
Because we can't always meet up, and I'm going to be away in North Yorkshire for the next couple of weeks because it is my birthday.
My birthday's tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Your birthday's tomorrow?
Yeah, don't worry. You already got me a Lucy Lawless toy. That counts as birthday present.
Okay, yeah, that does count. Shit, for a second there, I almost panicked. But, yeah, you're right. I got you an amazing present.
You did.
Yeah, so 7th of July. Oh, we're near birthday.
Exactly.
Buddies.
We're both Cancerians.
We are indeed. Mm,
so sensitive.
That's because we both moved sideways and have hard shells.
I would like to invite listeners to tweet in or write in with their thoughts about the current event. Yeah. Love to hear if you guys are digging it or if you're not digging it. You can get us on Twitter, of course, at SkyfingerPod.
Or you can email us, skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, so hit us up and let us know what you're thinking. Or if you want us to plan a spring field trip to your town so we can either trash or lavish your town with compliments,
indeed,
depending on
like
whether it's good or bad.
Like we did for Jim Montez 11.
That's correct. He had an amazing town. I remember
he really
it.
Did. Yeah. If you've got a terrible town, please ask. Otherwise, we're just going to pick them at random.
Yeah. If you know your town is shit.
Yeah. And if you're listening and you are the user PippiPoo123, please
get in touch
email
with us.
We really want to know who you are.
We want to know if you're single, if you're interested.
Actually, I don't care what gender you are. I would probably marry you.
Yeah.
Just based on your Springfield. I love the way we are both deep in conversation but not looking at each other because we are both tapping away.
Wow, boy, does my wife hate this.
Yep, I bet she does. Congratulations, I've completed Meet My Trophy Life Part 3.
Okay. Congratulations.
Well, guys,
anyway,
we're going to get on with this. Thank you for listening. Keep on listening. And we will catch you in a week or so, Tapped Heads.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
It has like slightly better content. So